Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you ever asked, why? Why am I so concerned, yes, even worried about what this new and strange year will bring? Good question. And one that points to the fact that you are not alone when it comes to concern about the future. And why not? A rather universal observation of human nature is the fact that we always tend to fear what we have not experienced and don't understand. Now, the past is behind you, but it contained enough to threaten your existence that you want to hold on to every bit of security that you can grasp. No, your response does not necessarily mean you're greedy or selfish. How you feel is the result of reflex actions that God put there to help you survive. But there is an alternative to worry, which never changes the future, but only robs today of its strength. That alternative is to bring your concern for the future and tomorrow to God, and trust Him to meet your need today as He has in the past. Now, hold steady for a minute. Some of you are not sure that God can really be trusted with so big a task. You feel very much alone in a harsh, cruel world. You look up at the millions and billions of stars and astral bodies and you think, I'm just one person in a world of some 6 billion people. I don't count for much. You feel like a pretty small potato in a big patch. You are really asking, can I trust God to meet me? Friend, I'd like to remind you of an uncertain world and what Jesus said to those who were worrying about its future. He sat down on the western slopes of Galilee, and there He taught the people. He knew they were worried, just as you are worrying about what hasn't happened, but what you fear may happen this coming year. These are His words, and as you listen to them, put yourself in the position of those who sat there and heard Him speak. Put your name to them. Jesus said, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air, for they do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. Then Jesus told them to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all the material needs of life would be met. You can find that kind of trust and faith today. Now Jesus concluded His comments about worry, saying, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The future will come just one day at a time. So has God met you this past year? Has He provided for your food, for your children, for your temporal needs? Then trust Him for tomorrow, and take His firm hand today, and walk with Him one step at a time, one day at a time. You presume on God's ability to come to your rescue when you are unsure that He can help you. You can trust Him to meet today's needs today, and by so doing, you will leave tomorrow and its needs in His strong hands. Remember, tomorrow will be here soon enough.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.